News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Got to play a little music for you because you know what? We are coming up, y'all, on a very important event right here in Pensacola, Pensacola Beach. It is the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. I am so excited about this, and I'm also very excited about the people that I have in the studio with me this morning. We have celebrities here who are involved with the festival. Renita Cross, who's been, I guess, one of the founders, I would say, you and Jim Pasquale, who are the founders of the festival. And Lewis Bear is here, my good buddy, who is also very involved now with the festival. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Lewis, you got to go talk right into that microphone right there.
Good morning.
There it is. He's alive and well.
He got this.
He's got this. I'm so excited that y'all could make time to come in and talk about this event. Renita, tell us a little bit about the history of the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. I know you've been involved with songwriters festivals for years, but how about this one? And I know we go way back. So
we do go way back. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So 2009, I was retiring from the other festival that I was working on, mm-hmm. and Jim and I were going to make a happy living of traveling at a hunting camp.
Right.
And Renee Mack from Paradise Bar and Grill called me.
I know, Renee.
I know. She's the culprit behind this, right? Uh-huh. So she called me and said, how about, I heard you're retiring, why don't you come start a festival on Pensacola Beach? And I'm like, no.
It's a lot of work.
I know. I said, I'm retiring. Jim and I are going to travel. Anyway, she kept on and calling. And so Jim said, let's just go talk to her. And we did. She fed him Bushwhackers. Now we have a festival, right?
There you go.
And then I called Lewis and I said, hey, we're going to do a festival on Pensacola Beach. You want in? He said, absolutely.
Yay. Okay. So you've been involved that long then?
Oh, yeah.
From the very beginning?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't realize that. Okay.
He's my saving grace.
Okay, we love
my
that.
Blood.
Yeah, well, he's a pretty good guy. He's okay.
He is.
So it's the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, and it's gone through a lot of different changes over the years, and sadly, we lost Jim a couple years ago, and so at that point, you and I had a conversation about whether to continue it or not, and I'm so grateful that you decided to continue and to
because
keep going.
Because of that one right there.
Yeah. Did you encourage her, Lewis?
I did. I told her if she'd go back to doing the festival, I'd help her raise the money.
And that's so important because this is not a cheap event. It takes a lot of donations, a lot of work. Let's talk about the Songwriters Festival. First of all, let's get those dates out there. It's coming up this September 30th through October 12th. For someone that's maybe never participated, just describe what it is. What is this? Because it's unique because it's the songwriters.
That is true. When you come to a songwriters festival, you're coming to hear the actual song written by the person that wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a different take on things a lot of times. I mean, sometimes you'll hear it where it sounds kind of like the radio, but for the most part, these guys are kind of pouring out their heart when they write these songs.
Right.
I mean, there's different kinds of songwriters. Mm-hmm. There's songwriters that write with joy. And then there's songwriters that write deep within their soul, you know, and those songwriters you don't hear a lot.
Right.
You know, because they're not always the ones that hit the radio.
It's interesting because a lot of the people that have the big hits, the songwriters, that particular star didn't write the song, but the songwriter submitted that song to the star.
Absolutely.
Who makes it a big hit. And you'd be surprised at some of these songs, some of the songwriters that come to our festival.
Yes.
And when you hear about the songs they've written, you go, oh, I know that.
Yes.
I recognize that. You wrote that? Wow. Yeah, it's really neat.
And the uniqueness of it is this: the people that have not had a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear some of their songs that will probably never make the radio, but they're so phenomenal. I mean, I could sit and listen to just those songwriters just to hear what's on their mind, what they're feeling, what their emotions, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite an interesting event.
Well, I love music, and for me, no matter what's going on in my life, if I'm having a bad day or a good day, I can turn on a record and that record. Listen to me, record. Oops, dated. Just dated. what am I listening to? My pod, whatever, my pod things in my ears, whatever it is nowadays. But when I turn on that music, however I turn it on, it can change my mood. It can connect me. I was in the car the other day and heard John Lennon's Imagine.
Oh.
And I just hadn't heard it in a long time. And I thought, golly, that song still resonates today. And you get to go to the Songwriters Festival, like you said, and hear some of these artists doing songs like that, that are from a spiritual place or from the soul that really, so then when we hear it, we connect to it. It's, I love, well, I dated a songwriter, what can I say?
I remember that.
Yeah, I love songwriters, so. But enough about me. So tell us about the festival. It's 2 weeks.
It is.
How many artists? Tell me what's happening.
Oh my gosh, we went a little crazy this year.
Yeah, you were going to scale back, haha.
Oh, we were scaling back. We were going to have 8 venues in town. First time ever we're in town, just strictly in town.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yep, the first weekend. Mm-hmm. And we were going to have 8 venues. Now we have 17.
Oh my goodness.
And on the beach is the second weekend. We were going to have 8 venues. And now we have 14.
Oh my gosh, Renita.
We were going to have 40 songwriters in town, 40 on the beach. And now we have 140 total.
Wow, 140 songwriters in town for that. Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
That's incredible. So how do I find out where to go and the schedule and all that good stuff?
PensacolaBeachSongFest.com.
Okay.
And the schedule, I have it right here.
Okay.
But it's not on the internet yet. It's not on the website yet.
Almost. It'll be coming up
it's
soon.
It's really, really close.
But there's a whole list of artists here that I'm looking. There's 140. I don't have time to read all of them.
Right.
Are there some names you think people might know that are coming in to see?
Well, most everybody knows Jim Miss Brown. I mean, he's kind of a... He's kind of a local favorite, even though he's a Nashville boy. But he wrote 5 O'Clock Somewhere for, you know, Buffett. And then Bryce Long will be in. He wrote Nothing On But The Radio.
We just played that, yeah.
So Mark Knessler is going to be in town. He wrote Country Own, which was huge. I mean, there's so many amazing songwriters that are coming in. I mean, there's probably 300 or 400 number one hits.
Oh my goodness.
Going to be on the beach.
How exciting. That's awesome. Yeah. So are there tickets involved or can people go for, how does it all work? If I see once the schedule comes out, I see somebody I want to see, what do I do?
Well, it will tell you if it's ticketed.
Okay.
So we're not like a lot of festivals where you buy this one ticket price for the whole event, because so many of our venues are on the beach and are outside, and there's just no way to do tickets for those, and we want everybody to come, so we don't want to shut somebody else just because they don't, you know, can't buy a ticket or whatever, it's open for everybody. Usually when you have a ticketed event, it includes food.
Okay,
so for the most part, it's a free festival.
But it's all different locations, so it's not like a hangout where it's all in one place.
No, and we have something for everyone. We have a ministry of, we actually have 2 Ministry of Musics this year, one in town and one on the beach, and I'm so excited because we're doing Old Christ Church.
I know,
and I'm real excited too because we have most of our downtown is kind of like in historic downtown.
Oh, excellent.
Except for Calvert's, which is a little bit out, but not
it's
much.
A great venue. Yeah,
yes,
it's right there.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Scenic Highway. Yeah, that'll be nice.
And Studio Amp.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they've been doing that with us since 2010.
Which is a fantastic place. Oh, so I'm so excited. It's the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. Renita Cross is here, Lewis Baer, to talk about all things involved with the festival. If you've got a question, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning because there are experts on the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. This is Meg. We will be back with Pep Talk right after the break. So get those questions in now. And we're back with Pep Talk, talking about the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival 2025. Y'all, I can't hide my enthusiasm. I'm so excited about this festival because I love music. I love artists. And this is, I was just saying to them, I said, this is kind of like a Cannes Film Festival or the Oscars out in L.A. I mean, when you have 140 artists coming into our town for 2 weeks to play music just for us, come on, this is fantastic. So Lewis Baer is here. Renita Cross is here. Lewis, you've been involved for a long time. Why did you get involved in the first place?
Well, when Renita first came to me about starting her festival, and I knew the passion she had, and I loved her passion, and I loved just everything about her, and I wanted to get involved and just help out.
Well, I'm so glad that you did, and that you're kind of the angel of the festival, which is really wonderful, so we appreciate that you do that, and to keep it alive for us.
And I love going out watching the festival.
Okay, so speaking of that, has there been a particular artist or a memory that you have so far of all the years you've been doing this? It kind of stands out like as your favorite.
I think the absolute best shows are the closing, like the grand finale every year. We do, the last few years have been at Bamboo Willie's, and it is...
That's a great venue.
Great, yeah, it's a great venue and awesome show. But we also started an event the past couple of years up at my family's fish camp. Picking in the Pines. And it's an all-day event. We bring in all headliner artists. And this year it's going to be March 28th.
Oh, see, and I've missed that one. I want to go to that. That sounds like a blast. How far is the ranch or the farm?
It's in Holt.
Okay.
Which is one exit past Milton. So it's not far at all.
Oh, okay. So you could go there all day?
Yeah, it's 45 minutes from downtown. And
oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That sounds great. All right, so the idea is we have 140-plus artists coming in for 2 weeks. They're going to be playing in how many different venues? One weekend in town in Pensacola?
30 total.
1 weekend on the beach, so 30 yeah. different venues. Yeah. Some they'll have tickets probably with foods involved, but others it's free.
Yes.
So we just have to look at the schedule. What's the website again for the schedule?
PensacolaBeachSongFest.com.
Not quite posted yet, but will be shortly.
Yeah, the website's up and running. And I just want to give a big, huge shout out to all of our sponsors. And please go to the website, go on our sponsor page, and see these wonderful people that are believing in what we're doing. And we really appreciate each and every one of them. They've made a huge difference in our community outreach. So we don't only do the Songwriters Festival itself with everybody getting to hear. We also go into the community. We go to 5 different schools.
Oh, great. That's right. Talk about some of the things you do in addition to the actual concerts.
Right. We do Valerie's House. Mm-hmm. We work with Big Brother, Big Sister. This year will be our first year with Gulf Coast Kids House.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's really great. And
Pace Center for Girls.
And Pace Center for Girls. So, that was our first one.
So what happens when you say you go there?
The songwriters go in and work with the children on writing songs. And they actually let the children write the songs. They get all of their words from the children. They'll ask them a question and then the children will say, oh, this, you know, or whatever. And so then they start putting the words together.
Music?
Yes.
Oh, how cool. And so the kids get to see that song born right in front of them
with their own words? They sing it. They sing it by the end of the day. Uh-uh. They sing it. They do. It's the coolest thing.
That is the coolest thing.
Lewis got to experience that last year.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so that's pretty neat. So
not only do they get to that, though, but there's a lot of therapy.
Talk about that a little bit.
I think all of us, you think of songs and it reminds us of whether it be a certain time in our life, maybe even a specific day or a person.
Person for me, and, a lot of times.
I've heard my wife say over and over that painting decorates space, but music decorates time.
Oh, gosh. Cool. Jen said that? I love
that. I'm stealing that.
I'm stealing that too. Say that one again.
I got to remember it. that painting decorates space and music decorates time.
Yeah, because really you have a songbook for your life.
You do.
I mean, you really do. Every time I hear a song, and it'll take me right back to a person or a place.
Sure.
It really is. But maybe just me. I don't know if that's true for everybody. And definitely people. Certain songs remind me of people. And now it's a little sad because occasionally I'll think of someone that's not here anymore. But that song reminds me of something happy that we did together. And I love that, which is really neat.
The other thing is we work with veterans. And that is so special to my heart. Jim was in the Air Force. And so that has become a real special place for the festival. We're doing 2 shows with veterans. We also write with them.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. We do. That would be powerful.
It is very powerful. I mean, some of the things that we've experienced in watching these people come out with their songs has been amazing.
So if a veteran is listening, how would they find out about those events?
Or website. Okay. Go to the website. And we also, for our veterans events, we do put a charge on that.
Okay.
And we do that for this reason. We're asking everybody that cannot attend the veteran show that supports them to please buy a ticket for a veteran. And then we find the veterans to come and play.
So it's kind of like an angel tree thing. So you're actually sponsoring for a veteran to go.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was really cool. A couple of years ago, we did that and we had one come and he did not know about it, but he brought his harmonica.
Oh.
Yes. And and he got up on stage and played with the guys. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was really great.
That's
it was a little bit of a release for him, you know.
Yeah. Well, so if someone wants to do something like that, they just go to the website?
Yes.
And what's the website again in case someone just joined?
PensacolaBeachSongFest.com.
Okay. PensacolaBeachSongFest.com. Yes. The dates of the festival, September 30th through October 12th?
Yes.
12th. Okay, got that right. All right. We're here this morning talking with Louis Vare and Renita Cross, who are with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. If you've got a question, we have a few more minutes left before they'll have to leave and go round up all those artists, I guess, starting now because they're coming in town in just a few weeks, really. It's hard to believe. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Text in a question, or maybe you have a favorite song that reminds you of somebody. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, and we're back talking about the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. We did get a question from Michael, who is one of our listeners. He says, now, we've been talking about picking in the pines. How do you get to go to picking the pines?
We will have that up on the website as well.
Uh-huh.
And tickets will go on sale January.
In January, because that event's in March.
It is.
Correct? Okay.
The end of March, March 28th.
And that's a fundraiser for the festival itself?
Not really. It's just a fun time for everybody to come hear songwriters. Our fundraiser kind of starts after that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just something we want everybody to come enjoy with no obligations. I mean, no, you know, feeling like they have to come or whatever. You know, we want this to be an enjoyable event with songwriters.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. So that's in the spring. But right now we're focusing on the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, which is coming up now, which is September
30th
through October 12th.
12th.
I almost said September 30th, October 12th. You can go to their website to find out about it. Louis Vare is here. Your company has been played an important role. But if somebody still wanted to get involved, I know that the major sponsorships are gone. Is there another way that if someone is hearing this and thinking, gosh, I wish my company could do something?
Sure. There's always room for somebody to be involved with the festival. I mean, we want everybody to be a part of it.
You had mentioned stage sponsors.
Stage sponsors, absolutely. If they want to sponsor a stage, we can put a nice banner all over that stage.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That'll work. Yes. That'll work.
It'll be fun.
All right. So, Louis, what's the best part of being involved with the Songwriters Festival?
I think one of the best parts is getting to meet all these songwriters,
right?
And after their shows, they mingle with the crowd, and you know, it's just
to meet the people that wrote your favorite song.
Yeah, and you see that they're just normal people that they're almost, but then at the same time, you almost think of them as celebrities.
Well, they are kind of, aren't they? I mean, they're celebrities in our songbook of life. That's
don't
for
let
sure.
them know that.
That's for sure.
I'm kidding for all you songwriters
they're
out
listening,
there.
Yeah, they're listening this morning. That's all right. So the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival is what we've been talking about this morning if you just joined us. And again, it's going to be September 30th through October 12th. How many artists again? I got to throw that
140.
Out. 140 different songwriters. So you figure if each one of those people wrote, what, three or four songs, we're talking thousands of songs that they represent?
Yes.
Okay.
Thousands.
All right, that's our goodbye music right here.
Right.
I don't know who wrote
don't
this.
Don't miss it. Come out to the festival.
What's the website again?
PensacolaBeachSongFest.com.
Louis Vare, Renita Cross, thank you so much for bringing this to our community.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, this is Pep Talk. Just remember, be kind, be gentle, and love now. Have a great day.